A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order the world might be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned, but the one who does not believe is condemned already, for not having believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. John's Gospel today, if we take it seriously, offers some real challenges. We have the beautiful passage, "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son for our salvation." But the text goes on to say that Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. Do we understand our Christian vocation in the same way? As followers of Jesus, we are called not to condemn, but to save. What exactly does this mean? It means we choose light rather than darkness. And in choosing darkness instead of light, in that we are judged. We live our life in the light. Our life should be a transparent testimony that our deeds have been done in God. Living this way is not about a now and then proposition, but 24/7. That is a pretty big challenge. How easy it is for me to judge my neighbor and condemn his or her actions. God loves us even when we are dead because of our sins. How can I love others in this way? Loving them while they are yet not very lovable. It is necessary to travel with my brothers and sisters while they are yet sinners, and to keep on loving them, not for me, but for themselves. And Jesus loved everyone. He calls everyone. That means that I have to love some people who seem very despicable in their deeds. I have to love them and accompany them in their sin and pray for them and do all I can to help to bring them into the light. So we do all we can to help our brothers and sisters in practical deeds of outreaching love. At the same time, we trust them to God's mercy and hold them in prayer. Do I take this gospel message seriously? Do I realize this call to love without condemnation, to practice mercy and forgiveness, is a message to me that will transform me, so that I truly become a follower of Jesus?